Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. This week, we're going over some of our consultations with experts, also known as our Not My Job game. We've learned a lot so far, but it's time to push the envelope. It's time to do something really stupid.
Or, in our case, just talk about it. In September of 2009, we were joined by Reed Timmer, one of the real storm chasers, a weather scientist who careens around the Midwest looking for tornadoes.
I began by asking when he first got interested in severe weather.
Yeah, I've been obsessed with them since I was 4 or 5 years old, and you know, I'd watch the weather on TV 12 hours a day. I'd get all fired up when severe weather would come.
Wait a minute.
And
as a 5-year-old, you sat and watched weather on TV for 12 hours a day?
Non-stop, yeah.
Now, most of what we know about your business comes from the movie Twister, prior to seeing your TV series. Oh, you make the laugh. First question. In the movie Twister, of course, there were the good storm chasers and there were the evil storm chasers. Are you a good or an evil storm chaser?
I think we're definitely the good storm chasers.
Really?
Yeah.
As opposed
there
to
are some bad teams out there.
Really? You're making all these sighing noises. Are you really tired of being asked about the movie Twister?
No, I actually love the movie Twister. It's one of my favorite movies.
Really? Why am I not surprised? There is a famous scene in that movie where a cow goes flying by. Does that sort of thing happen? Really odd things get lifted up into the air and fly by you?
Yeah, there's some crazy things. Actually, and you'll see it on the Discovery Storm Chaser series, but in Kirksville, Missouri, we were parked next to this field of what looked like mini donkeys, and we intercepted the tornado, and it continued east. It was heading straight for the production vehicle, and something fell on the top of the roof and caved it in 6 inches, and we thought it was one of those mini donkeys originally, but in hindsight, we found out it was a telephone pole that blew back off again.
Really?
It's a tense story, anyway. But we did return to that town afterward, and there was the herd was probably cut in half, I would say. So,
we are in Southern California, Santa Barbara, as we speak to you. And the people in Southern California say to people in the Midwest, you're crazy, you live there where there are tornadoes. And the people in the Midwest say to people in Southern California, you're crazy, you live where there are earthquakes. Who's crazier in your view?
I'd definitely say the earthquake people because they're not predictable at all.
Really?
I mean, I'd freak out if I experienced an earthquake, to be honest.
So,
oh, yeah.
It would be like...
How many of us here in Southern California have been struck by mini donkeys during an earthquake? You know... If you're lucky, your cat runs around the living room. That's about the extent of it.
Well, Reed Timmer, we are delighted to have you here. We've asked you to play a game we're calling...
We're not going to say anything bad about her, are we?
Right down the road from here, in the hills overlooking the ocean, is a magical compound filled with trees and fountains and unicorns who are living their best life now. It's Oprah Winfrey's Western home. Seeing as we did not get an invitation to visit this time, we thought we'd spend some time with her metaphorically by asking you 3 questions about the life and times of Oprah Winfrey. Answer 2 questions right, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Answer none right, and she'll have you killed. Carl, who is Reed Timmer playing for?
Reed is playing for Mary Brown of Santa Barbara, California.
All right. Time, Reed, to chase the truth. Here's your first question. As she would tell you, as she often tells us, Oprah is not perfect, merely nearly so. Among her minor quirks, she says, are which of these? A, she simply cannot ever remember how to spell the word embarrassed. B, she has a fear of chewing gum. Or C, she cannot abide the taste of plastic cutlery.
I swear I've seen her chewing gum before, so...
You have?
I think I'm going to go... I think
did she fly by during a tornado?
I'd say maybe 3.
You're going for C, that she can't abide the taste of plastic cutlery? Is that what you're going for? You're going for C?
Yeah, I'll definitely go with C.
I'm afraid it was B. She has a fear of chewing gum.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know who you saw chewing gum. It wasn't Oprah Winfrey. She explained it by way of childhood trauma, she says. Her grandmother used to store used but still perfectly good gum on the counter for later use, and it freaked her out. Does not like the stuff. You still have two more chances here. Now, Oprah grew up poor, and she likes to stay in touch with the simple folk and their simple pleasures, but she does like to indulge herself on occasion, such as, for example, when she, A, commissioned Ralph Lauren to design a custom cashmere sweater for her dog, B, when she travels with an entourage, including her personal decorator, to redo her hotel rooms to her taste, or C, whenever she goes for a jog, she is followed by an aide with a foldable chair in case she gets tired.
Well, I'm thinking you might be trying to throw me a curveball with the two B's in a row, so I think it could be B.
Really, that's where you're going with it?
He's using science.
Two B's in a row. But I don't know if I would do that. I don't know if I would give you two B's in a row. It's too predictable. It's too much of a pattern.
Okay, we'll change it to A then.
You know for A that she commissioned Ralph Lauren to design a custom cashmere sweater for her dog? You are correct. That's what she did. To be fair, the doggy came from a shelter. Now it lives like a king. All right, last question. This is for all the marbles. So many people have devoted themselves to the Oprah lifestyle, paying sincere tribute to her, including which of these? A, a woman in Missouri named her daughter Oprah Levine. B, a retirement home in Florida decided to spend a month only eating, doing, and thinking about things Oprah recommended. Or C, many guilds or player groups in World of Warcraft, that's the massive online fantasy warfare game, they call themselves Oprah Wind Fury.
I think I'm going to go with, it's definitely not A. I mean, it very easily could be, I guess, but I think I'd go with B on this one.
Seriously, like a retirement home in Florida, they just had an Oprah month where they only did things that Oprah said they should do.
Seems the most realistic.
You really don't like the World of Warcraft one.
How can a guy that chases storms be undecided? Don't you have to make quick decisions? Don't you have to, like, go for it? Like, okay, push the hydraulic thing. Don't you have to do it fast?
If you saw us in action, you'd see how many circles we actually drive in. We're all over the place. All right, we'll go with the Warcraft one.
You're going to go with the World of Warcraft one? You're right. Oprah Wind Fury, name of a number of guilds in World of Warcraft. Carl, how did Reed Timmer do?
Well, he came through at the end, Peter. He had two correct answers, so he wins for Mary Brown. Congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Reed Timmer laughs in the face of danger on Storm Chasers on the Discovery Channel. Reed Timmer, thank you so much for being with us, and good luck.
All right, thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.